I wonder if you have ever heard of the name Amerigo Vespucci. You will certainly have heard of the term it gave rise to. Amerigo Vespucci was an Italian-born merchant, explorer, and navigator from the Republic of Florence. He was born in the year 1454, received a good education, showed promise in the areas of diplomacy and finance, but somewhere along the way, he was inspired by Christopher Columbus, who had returned from the discovery of the New World, coming back to Europe in 1493. Between 1497 and 1504, Vespucci followed the example of Columbus and participated in at least two voyages of the Age of Discovery, as it is called, first on behalf of Spain and then Portugal. In 1503 and 1505, two booklets were published under his name, containing colourful descriptions of these voyages, these explorations to the New World. Both publications, which may not have been written by Vespucci, were extremely popular and widely read across Europe, and were instrumental in raising awareness of the new discoveries. They enhanced the reputation of Vespucci as an explorer and navigator regarding the New World. Cartographers at the time thought that Vespucci's accomplishments in the area of exploration of these new lands were the most significant, and they began to apply the feminine Latinized version of Amerigo to make the word America for the first time, showing his that name on maps of the New World. Countries are often referred to in the feminine. Think of Kathleen ni Houlihan, or Mother Ireland that we use. By the year 1532, the name America was permanently used for the newly discovered continents. And so the term America is derived from the name Amerigo Vespucci, who died in Seville in Spain in 1512. Many of us are fascinated by the stories of adventurers and those who left home to explore new parts of the world. But what of the world within? The stirrings of the heart and mind when touched by beauty, or by pain of loss or some other suffering, or wondering about the meaning of life itself. St. Ambrose told us that God has written two books, the book of Scripture and the book of nature. When we are stirred by the birth of a child, or the embrace of a friend, or the breathtaking beauty of a sunset, or by the view from a mountaintop, we are faced with fundamental questions about the meaning of life itself and my own very existence. I look within myself and I find that I am overwhelmed by things far beyond me. When I look within, I notice too that I have erred and done wrong, or have encountered evil in my life. We search for a way to explain this and find peace and healing. The Lord Jesus Christ offers us that healing and a way out of the maze of life. He speaks of the world within and brings light. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he says. Do we have the courage to explore the person within, the world within us, to discover what we are made of, what our dominant passions are, and our limitations and weaknesses and sin, and our utter need of God? The psalmist in Psalm 139 says to us, O Lord, you search me and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. God is watching over us. Not the speed camera God waiting to catch us out, but the Father who, while he was still a long way off, saw his disloyal son coming home. St. Augustine prays, Lord Jesus, let me know myself and know you, and desire nothing save you alone. Let me do everything for your sake. Let me humble myself and exalt you. Let me think of nothing except you. Let me die to myself and live to you. Let me accept whatever happens as from you. Let me distrust myself and put my trust in you. Let me be willing to obey for your sake. And let me be poor because of you. Call me that I may see you and enjoy you forever. Amen. Amerigo Vespucci, Italian explorer, was born in 1454, 567 years ago on this day.